A bear and two cubs were spotted fiddling with a garbage bin at a mission school last weekend. Valley Christian School on Cedar Street shared videos to its Facebook page on Wednesday, July 25, showing the trio of bears knocking down and dragging the bin. "While our students are away, the bears come out to play," the post reads. "Looks like our school garbage can has become the hot spot for some curious visitors, including a bear with two adorable cubs." The video showcases one of several bear sightings in Mission that have circulated social media in recent weeks. In May, the city of Mission noted a significant increase in bear sightings, with numerous residents reporting to conservation officers and city staff. At the time, the city said it's crucial for residents to secure waste bins indoors in a garage or shed. The city advises residents to store waste bins indoors in a garage or shed and place them at the curb after 5 a.m. the morning of collection to avoid a $250 fine. In March, the city shared statistics from 2024 and tips on what to do when encountering a bear. No bears were killed in Mission last year after 65 sightings reported to city staff and over 250 calls to the Conservation Officer Service. While most were simply bears passing through, some involved bears that were attracted to garbage, the city said. It's the second consecutive year that zero bears were killed in Mission after one death in 2022. The city advises residents to stay calm during an encounter with a bear. Yelling or running could trigger an attack. While keeping pets and children close, the city says slowly backing away while speaking in a calm, firm voice is the best course of action during an encounter. Managing attractants like garbage and food scraps remains a concern in the area. The city says cooperation from all residents is crucial to coexist and prevent fatalities when bears become conditioned to human food. With a growing bear population and residential developments advancing further into bear habitat, it is everyone's responsibility to make sure that bears and people stay at a safe distance from each other. One person's bad habits can create problems for a whole neighborhood. Bears that have become habituated to human smells and garbage are a hazard and are often destroyed. Help them out by not luring them into close contact with humans, the city website reads. Collecting ripe fruit, managing food scraps, storing waste securely, setting waste out on time, and keeping pet food inside are ways the city says can reduce bear attraction. The city urges residents to report aggressive wildlife to the Conservation Officer Service at 1-877-952-7277.